Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Experience, the DJV program, the DJV show, the DJV gathering, the DJV gang, I'd probably do the whole hour on just what does DJV mean. Its meaning is very clear. It's Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is on the eye, if you will. The eye is on the main control room in Washington where all this stuff is put together, and we're here at your service and on your side to help you with your money problems. If not enough money, we maybe help you get a new job, and we can maybe change your life in lots of different ways with thoughts, because thoughts are things. I think that's one of the things you got to remember. All of the stuff that you hear us talking about are thoughts that come from our experience, come from our mind, come from what we've read or we've heard. And it's like, you know, with you, you have your option to listen or not listen, to agree or disagree. It's cool. One of the things, however, that we're concerned about, I think there's a lot of concern in this country with the coronavirus thing being what it is, that people are not going to be able to pay their bills. A lot of people live from paycheck to paycheck, and they, you know, it gets people all psyched up. I might say to you, even though it's easy, I mean, I'm in the same position. What gets canceled first when businesses want to save money when they're not doing a lot of business? They cancel their advertising. You can see that across the board. I was having lunch yesterday with your father, Jennifer, and an advertising guy, and he was telling us how people are calling, okay, how do I cancel my contract? How do I get out of this advertising? What do I have to do? And so many of the smart people
can't
put exactly that's
no cancellation.
No cancellation policy, which is the smart way to do it. Some people aren't smart enough to do that, and thus we have our situation here where we're wondering, okay, how are we going to pay our bills next month? That sort of thing. But, you know, this always is temporary. It comes back. Things come back around. And it's never as bad as it seems. This coronavirus is not going to be the end of the world, boys and girls. I'll tell you that for sure.
Can I make an editorial change? Because I was going to go and we'll talk about Harvey Weinstein sentencing and
that's all right. You can do that.
But I'm going to change. I'm making an editorial change because since we are talking about the coronavirus and people grieving over some of the things that they are losing, like music and music festivals and college campuses closing down, right? We're talking about maybe businesses will be suffering, our business, who knows? But there's maybe no greater loss than the cancellation of the Smurf Festival.
Oh, no!
Have you heard about this?
No! The Smurfs?
There are so many weird people out there. This is the breaking news story of the day. So there's a mayor in a small French town that is defending hosting a record-breaking gathering of 3,500 people all dressed as Smurfs this past weekend. People are saying that the event increased the risk of spreading the coronavirus. Patrick Leclerc of Landerneau, I don't know, I'm probably murdering that, in western France, said, "We must not stop living. It was the chance to say we are alive." Mm-hmm. All in blue face. The gathering came the day before France banned all gatherings of more than 1,000 people trying to contain the coronavirus, which in their country has infected 1,412 people and killed 25. But this Smurf rally, very bizarre. It's exactly what it seems. There are people dressed all in blue with the white hats holding large white flowers. It is populated by fans of Smurfs.
The Smurfs.
They set up homes that look like mushrooms, like the Smurfs.
Wow.
And they go to this town called Brayton. And it's This is no joke. They broke the world record for a gathering of Smurfs, so congratulations. I guess not all was lost. They paint their hands, their faces, they have the pointy hats. They said that they violated no ban and were a necessary antidote to ambient gloom. They said they'd been preparing for a month, and that was one of the Smurfs that said that. She said her name was Isabel Smurf. They got their costumes, and they figured a bit of fun would do everybody some good. Now, the Italian media disagreed, saying it was irresponsible for the Smurfs to all gather 3,500
deep in
this town.
If the Smurfs, you know, if this group of of Smurfs gets the virus, like,
did you grow up with the Smurfs, Victoria? Didn't you? My children
never
grew
watched
up
the
with
Smurfs.
Smurfs.
I loved the Smurfs. I grew up
my
with
my son
them.
Loved
them.
The Smurfs for some whatever
oh my
reason.
Gosh.
I mean, the Smurfs have on. They were on TV when I was a little kid, but like, I just never watched it. I
Karen, do you even know what we're talking about? Does Karen know who the Smurfs are? Because they were kind of gone when she came along, I think. I'm not
but they
sure.
They did new
the
movies. I had the games. I had action figures.
Yeah, they were around. I mean, I think everybody my age knows them, and they were still on TV. I was just in the middle of doing something, which is why I had hesitated.
You're not allowed to eat. You know that. You know the rules.
That's Murphy, Kara. That's Murphy.
That's what Brendan called him. Brendan was maybe 3 years old, and his reference to them was Des Smurfs. They were Des Smurfs.
Des Smurfs.
Des Smurfs. All right,
but,
so that's
you know, maybe your kids and me, maybe we need to go to this French town to get our Smurf on.
Megan was never big on it. Megan was too much of a reader. She didn't get into it as much, but Brendan liked that sort of thing. But he liked G.I. Joe, like Star Wars, all of that stuff. I'm really interested to see all of the things that are happening that are being changed because of the coronavirus. Actually all through the week, there have been various airline announcements cutting flights because of the coronavirus. Fewer people are traveling. I thought yesterday here in Los Angeles it was like a holiday. Did you notice that, Jennifer? The traffic, there was no real
traffic. Was awful for me yesterday.
Really? Oh, on this side
of the
hill.
It took me forever to get home.
It really was not bad over here at all. It felt like sort of one of those quasi-holidays. A lot of people just deciding not to go to work. I don't know how you do that. But apparently that's
telecommuting now, which is just what I think a lot of people will do. But
yeah, so American and Delta saying that they're reducing the number of domestic and international flights by 7%, and American says 7%, I think 10% during what they're not realizing is that this is going to go away by the summertime, and they'll make a mistake, and then they'll have to add flights, yada yada. But at least it puts them out of.
Now's the time to book a fall trip.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
If you want to go somewhere in the fall, the
prices
are
reduced 10%.
Yeah, you're not scared. Anyway. I wish I could get the time finagled, because I would love to do a river cruise right now. I wouldn't do a big cruise, but I have no problem doing a river cruise. And you know how cheap the prices are to do that? Ugh.
Mm-hmm. So the CEO of Southwest said he's taking a 10% pay cut because of the drop in bookings, but he doesn't want to lay anybody off, doesn't want to cut any flights, to cut the service for their
customers. I've never flown Southwest, but that's leadership.
Very smart.
That's exactly what a CEO should do.
Yeah.
And we never wonder about anyone doing it.
If him cutting 10% of his pay really keeps employees on, how much is he making?
Oh, the guys like that?
Well, then, that's a good
question. $8-10 million a year, easy. Yeah, no, guys like that. So that's how many you employ, 10%. Of that's 800,000. That's probably at least a dozen people would keep their jobs. I don't think that's a meaningless.
I don't think it's meaningless. It just makes you wonder how much he was making at all.
I'm telling you, he's making 8 to 10. He's probably making more than that with a bonus. The guy at American Airlines last year made $88 million with his bonuses. So
$88 million, and they can't keep my luggage with me every single time
paycheck?
I fly American.
Oh. Yeah, what does your paycheck look like every 2 weeks when you make $88 million?
Oh my gosh!
Well, he got it all as a bonus, so he got one big check. Anyway, I think there may.
My bank would be like, yeah,
here.
Right.
his horn. Someone is fraudulently trying to deposit money in your account.
Exactly.
I would if I made $88 million in a bonus, I'd want it like the big publisher's clearinghouse check, so I can take it.
You know, the publisher that Steve Harvey's become the spokesperson for Publisher's Clearinghouse, and every week they give away $10,000 on a Family Feud. In addition to him going around neighborhoods giving people checks, like Ed McMahon used to do, it's kind of cool.
That's very smart, because I think most people question whether or not anybody ever wins Publisher's Clearinghouse. So at least if they see it on Family Feud, they know.
Yeah, yep, right, exactly. So anyway, American says they're cutting their flights during the peak summer season. That is, they're going to find, well, listen, let's see what the option does. Hiring freeze at Delta, voluntary leave if you want. They're trying to, you know, tell people if you don't want to work.
Does that
work,
mean if you want to retire from Delta?
Yeah, Bill? Probably, yeah. See you later. Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to see my sister at 77 is still a flight attendant for Delta. They've offered her packages four or five times to get out, and she's not taking them. She'd rather be getting away from her husband than going on. Anyway, so it's 16 after the hour. I say that lovingly. The latest DJV podcast, conversation about why you shouldn't be using vodka as a hand sanitizer. Hello, duh. It doesn't work. And zinc may be the number one way to keep yourself healthy from the coronavirus. That conversation in our latest podcast. We also talk about William Shatner's latest divorce. Your father and I were talking about that at lunch yesterday, Jennifer, and what the real motivation was.
The horse semen went to Bill Shatner.
Yeah, but there's a story behind the story there that I won't talk about on the air. Anyway, the things that are being split are pretty interesting. Harvey Weinstein is out of the hospital, but there's other stuff there. So you can hear the stories. We have them for you. Check them out. Go to wherever you get podcasts at Stitcher, the Apple Podcast app, Blog Talk Radio, TalkStream Live, iTunes, all that good stuff. Follow us on social media, too, at facebook.com/DJBoosh. Say it again, Doug. DJV Show, or on Twitter, at DJV Show.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see business card rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Do you have a dog? Would you like to develop your dog's hidden intelligence to eliminate bad behavior and create the obedient, well-behaved pet of your dreams? A woman named Adrienne Ferricelli, a professional certified dog trainer, has helped hundreds of dog owners train their dogs to be well-behaved, obedient, loving pets.
Yes, good job.
By bringing out the hidden intelligence inside the dogs, you can quickly eliminate any behavioral problem your dog has, no matter how badly you think it's ingrained, no matter what kind of dog you have. With the mental stimulation that Adrienne teaches, your dog will listen to you and understand what you want it to do. Bad behaviors simply fade away as more desirable ones appear in their place.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
So if you want to check out this remarkable dog training system, just visit realbusinessbargains.com. That's realbusinessbargains.com. realbusinessbargains.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here on the DJV program, Maren Morris and John Pardee are both competing against themselves in the Album of the Year category, the upcoming Academy of Country Music Awards. In addition to being nominated for their own albums, they are featured on other albums that are also nominated. Maren Morris is nominated for her second major label album, Girl. Plus, she's featured on Miranda Lambert's Wild Card. In addition to being nominated for his third studio album, Heartache Medication, John Pardee is featured on Thomas Rhett's Center Point Road. Maren has actually been in this position before. 3 years ago, she was nominated for Album of the Year for her major label debut album called Hero. She was also featured on fellow nominee Dirk Bentley's Black. Little Big Town has also been in this position a couple of times before. They were nominated for Album of the Year 5 years ago for Painkiller. They lost out to Miranda Lambert's Platinum, on which they were featured. Let's talk about incest. A couple of years ago, Little Big Town was back in the running for Album of the Year for The Breaker. They were also featured in Old Dominion's Happy Endings. Featured artists don't win awards when an album is voted Album of the Year at the ACMs. The award
so
goes
like
to the artist.
Sour grapes, right? You're helping someone else win Album of the Year, but you don't get a trophy.
Yeah, right. Kind of sour grapes, yeah. So why do they do that? Somebody call somebody at the Academy of Country Music and see if you get an explanation for that. All right, some good stuff there. It's 25 and change after the hour on the DJV program with Jen, Victoria, Kara, and me and you with Justin. Justin Timberlake teaming up with Anderson .Paak. Is that how he pronounced his name?
Yep.
He's dropped Don't Slack, latest collaboration from the upcoming Trolls World Tour movie. Is his wife wearing her ring or not? I've seen all kinds. She is wearing
her. Yeah, yes, her birthday was a couple. I don't wear my ring during the day, though, so I kind of feel like I get that. But, her birthday was over the weekend, maybe? And she posted a bunch of really cute pictures of the two of them together, so they're fine.
The new song from Justin follows his other recent Trolls duet with SZA, the other side's called, which serves as the soundtrack lead single. How'd I do on that, Kara? SZA.
Pretty good.
So, SZA. SZA. Trolls World Tour is set to hit theaters nationwide on the 20th of next month, with Justin reprising his role as Branch, the good-hearted sidekick to Anna Kendrick's Queen Poppy. Timberlake also opened up in a new interview about where he is creatively. He teased the possibility of more music coming down the pipeline this year. Honestly, he said, quote, I'm in a zone that I just love. I've always loved collaborating. I couldn't put anything out for the rest of the year. I might do a bunch of stuff.
It's a big tease, but who knows?
Yeah. Okay. All right, speaking of teases, all of the promotion for Coachella apparently up in smoke, at least for the original time. They have officially, I know we were talking about the rumor, I think, the last couple of days about it being moved to the fall, and now it's officially been moved to this October. Concerns, obviously, about coronavirus. The annual festival was scheduled to take place next month at the Empire Polo Club in Indio, now up down south in South Palm Springs, California. Now it's going to take place October 9th to 11th. And then the following weekend after that.
This is all outdoors. I don't know.
And trust me, people spread things around Coachella all the time.
Yeah,
no, but they're gonna share them whether it's the spring or the fall.
Right.
These things, there's all kinds of stuff. This is so irresponsible. It really is. It is nonsense. All right. Well, anyway, so that's up to them. I wasn't going anyway. So it's all right. Everybody calm down. 28 and change after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 4/420, see store or staples.com/marchprintdeals for details.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More roller coasters on Wall Street. The Dow fell more than 1,300 points. Analyst Eugene Peroni.
I think that the market has probably reacted a bit in expectation that this is going to cause a very significant slowing, which some would say is a recession that's already in the works.
The Pentagon is stepping up its efforts to combat the coronavirus. Military transport aircraft have moved at least 500,000 test kits to various locations around the country. Two military ships will head to locations where doctors are inundated with virus cases. And the Air and Army National Guard are now assisting in 23 states. Also, the fate of the Summer Olympics is still unsure. Olympic officials and host Japan have continued to say they will go ahead on July 24th. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now 34 at the hour on
it's like we're living
travel restrictions. Yeah, it is. What happens if there is the Stafford Act? You know what the Stafford Act is?
Mm-mm.
Anybody know?
I've heard it just used this week. It was is it emergency declarations from that the president has power to do, right?
What right. Is it? It would be that the this was something enacted in 88, empowers the FEMA folks to assist state and local governments during what are described as natural catastrophes. And we all know how wonderfully well FEMA works, no matter who the administration is. It's really a mess. So the president, though, has to declare a major disaster in order for this to be put into effect. He says, I know what the powers are. If I need to do something, I will. I have the right to do a lot of things that people don't even know about. Actually, he's invoked this before during his presidency, major disaster declarations, you know, like the wildfires in California, the flooding in the Midwest, and that sort of thing. Excuse me. Clinton used it also when the mosquitoes got out of, remember the West Nile virus? See, that's another thing. All of these previous problems have been, in measurement to this point anyway, worse, much worse than this coronavirus. And
yeah,
so,
H1N1 was pretty bad for us. And that was just 10, 11 years ago. And 4,000 people died and millions of Americans had it. But it didn't seem to get the same reaction. That's what's so bizarre. And I think I really think social media has something to do with it. Because last night before you go to bed, you get 12 updates on your phone that Justin Trudeau's wife, the Prime Minister from Canada, has got
the coronavirus. Yeah, she's got it.
Coronavirus.
Yeah. All right, so here's something. I want to put it all into perspective. We have two doctors associated with this program. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has a clinic in Salt Lake City, takes a pretty homeopathic, natural approach to medicine. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a traditionalist, a creative, and I think really when it comes down to the bottom line, his cardiology practice in Florida is presumptively preventative. So he takes usually a pretty conservative approach to medicine, and he explained yesterday to me that I'm going to have you listen to it. Listen, here's a man who's highly regarded on the top of the level of the American Medical Association, the American Heart Association. He does lots of research. He sees 12 to 14 patients a day in his clinic for 12 to 14 hours a day, and he's been on this program for 14 or 15 years. Here's what he said from top to bottom about his approach to the coronavirus. This coronavirus thing is way over the top. I would like to spend a lot of time on this, Ken, to calm people down. First of all, in terms of the specifics of your practice, how does the coronavirus interact with people who have cardio problems, heart problems, circulatory problems? Is it more of a problem for people who have those compromised issues?
People with heart disease, that's a chronic health problem. People are unbelievably stressed out about this. And what I'd like to do is try to reassure everybody. We all will fit into one of two groups regarding this coronavirus. The 85% group who will have this illness, and it'll be a minimal to mild illness. They make up these respiratory viruses that we all know as a standard cold. It's the other 15% that we need to be concerned about. The elderly, people say 70 or 80, sometimes even people in their 60s. And the people who have chronic illnesses, heart disease, cancer, an immune-suppressing problem, diabetes, uncontrolled high blood pressure. These are the people who are in the high-risk groups. And these are the people who we need to protect. Containment, that's how we approach these epidemics of infectious disease, to try to keep them from getting any worse. Right now, the death rate we know from flu is about 0.1%, and you have figures of anywhere between 3 to 5% for the death rate for this new virus. However, in South Korea, the death rate is only 0.6% for the new virus, the coronavirus, and that's because they're doing excessive testing. And right now, we know the number of people who die, but we are tremendously underestimating in America the people who have it, who have the virus. So once we start doing a lot more testing, we're going to see the death rate go way down. I'm predicting we're going to be resembling South Korea, and it's probably even going to be better, and we'll see it in the 0.6 to 0.5% death rate, not the 3 to 5 or the 3.4 that WHO, World Health Organization, quotes all the time. This is not as lethal as it appears. The key is to protect the group, those 15% of us who are high risk, over the age of 70 and 80, have chronic illness, cancer, heart disease, uncontrolled high blood pressure and diabetes, an immune deficient problem. You're on chemotherapy. You have an autoimmune problem. Your immune system is not good. I think the hysteria, the anxiety is worse than the illness. You're not doing it for your health because you're diminishing your own immune system, which you want to keep up because that's how you're going to fight this. Get enough sleep. Eat healthy. Get exercise. Just live healthy. Stay away from cigarettes, excess alcohol. Just live a healthy life. You know what we've been talking about for so long. The blood pressure, the cholesterol, the weight, the blood sugar. Get yourself into a healthy lifestyle. Exercise when the doctor tells you it's okay. And again, watch the stress. I'm almost getting laryngitis from reassuring people, from talking so much about this, because heart patients just don't do well when their stress level is high, and your immune system doesn't do well when your stress level is high. So if you're overreacting with anxiety, you're not doing it for your health.
Ken Kronhaus is here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the country's foremost cardiologists, with something that speaks for itself. I think there's nothing. What else are you?
Sounds right to
you,
me.
Listen to that, you think to yourself, okay, what in the world are we doing to ourselves? What are we allowing? And I think your question earlier, Victoria, of what do we do if there's a real problem, I mean a real issue, like something that affects millions and millions of people. This is not going to kill millions and millions of people, other than, at least it isn't here. And the testing issue is really, you know, what he said about Korea. Once the testing starts, I think you're going to see this thing reverse itself very quickly. So let's the testing thing, that's, we all are shaking our heads wondering why we don't have the, if a country like Korea have that number, it's still a progressive country, but why do we not have that sort of thing here?
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, time now. for us to get ourselves off the wheel here, although maybe we won't. Adam Burns is with us, who is the sportsbook manager for betonline.ag. I have him on the program from time to time, different places in the program, to tell us what's going on in the world of betting, sports betting, and all that other stuff. maybe the bet here, Adam, is on when the coronavirus, and I'm not being really facetious, because people bet on most anything. So how much betting is going on as to how bad the coronavirus might be or how long it's going to last? What's going on at betonline.ag?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, the last few days, especially with all the cancellations of the NBA, the NHL, the Players' Championship in golf, and now NASCAR, and UFC will probably follow suit, and WrestleMania, and, you know, it's pretty much everything's shut down. So it's been kind of chaotic, to be honest, as, you know, doing my job, just trying to sort this all out. Even the March Madness is canceled, which is one of our biggest events of the year, aside from the Super Bowl. So,
yep.
So you know, we had no action, those bets, and people got their money back. You know, but we still have other things up, you know, I think hopefully this blows over and, people get back to betting on regular sports. But we do have stuff still up, you know, you can still bet on the NFL and, MLB and stuff like that for now and who's going to win.
Where Tom Brady is going to end up stuff.
Yeah, that's all up, all that sort of things with free agency starting in a couple of days. So, you know, we're kind of going through that right now on our end and just making sure we have as much up as possible for people to bet on. And, you know, we also have casino and poker and horse racing too. So, you know, we're trying to get people to, you know, dabble around with that a little bit. And,
yeah.
And we're putting up some good bonuses for people to get involved.
Have you got a line on whether Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, what that is, and Biden versus Trump? You must have a line on that, don't you, betonline.ag?
Yeah, right now, I mean, the last week or so, last week, Trump was minus 200 or 1-2 favorite to win the election. But he's dropped drastically, especially with Biden's big surge and all the primaries and caucuses. So Trump right now is just a slight favorite at minus 110 and Biden at plus 110. So it's pretty much a 50-50 right now. We're taking money on both guys, so it'll be very interesting to see what happens with that as we go forward. But I also think that, you know, this coronavirus thing is going to affect, you know, the rest of the primaries and the election and how they're going to do it. You know, so we're trying to be prepared for every scenario, and that's sort of my day today is talking to all the big bosses and saying, like, what are we supposed to do in these situations? And, you know, before I do something and they yell at me, so.
Yeah, it's punch. But I do want to go back. Is it kosher to have a line on when the coronavirus is going to be peaking or when it's going to be over? I think people around it bet on that.
Stay away from anything like that, exactly. But we did have lines up on, you know, will any NBA games be canceled due to coronavirus? Will the March Madness be canceled due to coronavirus? We did have stuff like that up. But now it just seems that everything's being canceled. Look, even my daughter's school, they just shut down all the schools today. So it's sort of a thing that we just have to deal with it as it comes. You know, it's an unexpected thing. And in my job, I'm going to be up for a lot of hours the next few days figuring this all out. But
trying to figure it out. Yeah, I understand that. And so, but people need a distraction, actually more than ever, I would say, in this circumstance, people need a distraction. I was going to ask you about something I saw regarding the startup XFL League and whether people are betting on that, but it's foolish because nobody's betting on this sort of thing with the concerts even being, you know, look at all of this. The concerts being, oh, my heavens. It is an awkward time.
It's crazy. I mean, yeah. One of my friends is a head of security for Michael Bublé, and their concert just got canceled as well. So yeah. their whole tour. So, I mean, it's just affecting everyone, schools, yeah. Concerts, sports. And, you know, so it's
going to have some fun though. Yeah. Check it out. There's Adam Burns. He's sportsbook manager for betonline.ag.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
They Tejibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tejibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The hour. Now it's time for our weekly visit with the live and lively Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show at thepetshow.com. He's not actually in the web, but his show is carried on the web, and his visibility is on the web. All right? Warren is about as easy going as a guy you can find, and nothing much phases him. People ask him crazy questions on the program. One of the questions he was asked last week, as I was listening, it was about ghosting. And this is, I think, a big problem. If you don't understand what it is, you don't understand the term ghosting, why don't we use it in a universal sense, Warren, and then talk how the implication is obviously maybe even more serious for dogs than it is for people.
Well, let me explain it the best way I can. My producer on The Pet Show was dating someone for about a year and a half. They left on a Friday, never heard from him again. Never heard from him again.
The two of them? Totally,
no. My producer's still here, but the guy she was going out with for over a year, he just left, and she never heard from him again.
Really?
And now he's gone. He's living with someone in God knows Arizona. So that's ghosting. Ghosting is when you're with somebody or something, and you just totally disappear, i.e. the term ghosting. I refer to it in terms of the way people do their pets. For example, so many people... Not so many, but a lot of people will take their dogs or their cats to a shelter. What do you think those dogs or cats think when you leave and you never return? That's ghosting. It drives me absolutely
so
crazy. You know, especially, and we were talking about this, Victoria was talking with me before about the older dogs and the older cats especially. Mm-hmm. I just did a story about a 14-year-old dog, and was going deaf and blind, and what they decided to do was bring her to the shelter rather than treat it. I cannot imagine there's a person that deserves to be in hell more than anyone else I ever knew.
You remember you and I talked about the bulldog sanctuary down in Orange County, and I went down and looked at those dogs. Was it last year or the year before? The winter before I got Daisy, which was 2 years ago this time. And there were 14 dogs, and I wanted to take every single one of them home with me. They scrutinized you, and they wouldn't let me. But I'm looking at some of these old dogs, just so lovable, the sweetest old things that you know nobody gives a damn about. It's just, I got a canine sanctuary here. I may just limit it to old dogs.
Every living thing deserves to be loved and taken care of. You know, that's why I do so much work with the smaller mom-and-pop shelters all across the country. Yeah. These are the ones that are going into the shelters and pulling out the 12-year-old or the 13-year-old dog or cat.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I support them as much as I can. It's, you know, there are sanctuaries out there that specifically work with older dogs. I work with a close friend that only takes dogs with disabilities. So there are organizations out there. The problem is most people don't know about it. They'll donate their money to an organization they see advertising on TV, not realizing it's a small mom and pop that have to have a garage sale just to spay or neuter one dog. So support the local rescues and humane groups. That's what I do.
Yeah, you really got to do that. Well, it goes for other animals too. But you know what's painful? When I'm traveling as much as I do, and especially in the wintertime, and I can't bring Daisy with me. She's out in California, and I have a wonderful guy who stays with her, and she loves to have the attention because she really needs to be around people. But I know when I get back, when I leave her, I miss her, and I wonder, I tell her that I will be back. And I hope that that gets through to her, because she would never want to think that when I leave, she thinks I'm not going to ever, she's been abandoned most of her life. So does she think when I leave that, I can ask you, because you're the psychology major when it comes to dog, does she think I'm leaving and not coming back?
You know, that's the biggest question I get. So many of my listeners have adopted their dogs and cats, and they call and the trainers say your dog has separation anxiety. Yeah. And the bottom line is that it's not separation anxiety all the time. It's abandonment issues. These are some of these dogs have been in one home, then went to a shelter, then went to another home, and then back to a shelter.
Yeah.
So every time their guardian leaves, they assume they're not coming back. So I work with this on a basis where I have people actually leaving the dog for 2 minutes, going into another room and coming right back. The dog starts to realize when they're gone, there's always going to be a return. So don't confuse separation anxiety from a dog who's been, given up two or three times. That's really abandonment issues, and dealing with a little bit at a time can make all the difference in the world.
Remember I told you when I first, the day I picked her up and brought her home, she threw up in the car twice, and I realized that it was because she was so nervous. I think you and I talked about it. She didn't know where she was going because she'd been moved around so much from Alabama to Rhode Island to Massachusetts. She just didn't know what was, and she had the sweetest face. Remember when I first got her, Victoria, I posted some of the pictures of her face.
Yeah, she's adorable.
She's a great little girl. All right, now you're making me sad. I don't want to be sad. Warren Eckstein. These poor little dogs. You know, take care of them. It's 59 after the hour.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.